We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, splendid viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashta 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Goon Narin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the Feast of Fables in Ireland offers theater combined with an organic vegetarian meal. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring an African organization promoting peace, tolerance, and reconciliation. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 20th, is the birthday of distinguished leader Dr. Gro Harlem Brundtland, who was born in Oslo, Norway. Dr. Brundtland, a physician, has dedicated more than 20 years of her life to public office. She was the Prime Minister of Norway for 10 years, being the youngest and first female leader of the nation. Throughout her career, Dr. Brundtland's commitment to safeguarding the planet became internationally known. As part of the United Nations World Commission on Environment and Development, she helped in bringing the concept of sustainable development to the forefront. Dr. Brundtland was Director General of the UN World Health Organization from 1998 to 2003, and is currently the UN Special Envoy on Climate Change. Among her many accolades are the 1989 Indira Gandhi Prize. In 2004, she was listed by the British newspaper Financial Times as being the fourth most influential European for the last 25 years. Our sincere appreciation, Dr. Brundtland, for your years of selfless service to humanity. May you be graced with a delightful birthday.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan. Immediately after a powerful earthquake struck and displaced 3,000 people on the border of the two countries in October 2008, Supreme Master Qinghai sent $20,000 for emergency aid. The donation was used to purchase urgently needed supplies equivalent to $460,000 in items purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Kyrgyzstan, where most of the help was initially needed. When our association's relief team from South Korea reached the disadvantaged town of Kora, Tajikistan, a small orphanage run by Ms. Goldana Mamadakimova was presented with $1,500 from the donation. On November 28, 2008, upon being informed of the school's needs, Supreme Master Qinghai gave an additional $5,300 for the 53 children in the orphanage to purchase books, warm clothes, and whatever else they needed. An equivalent of $152,000 in supplies could be purchased with this gift in the United States based on the cost of living in Tajikistan.
Most recently, on April 2, 2009, Supreme Master Qinghai made a third contribution of $50,000 in response to the principal's wish for the school and living quarters to be renovated to reach basic modern standards. This additional amount is equivalent to $1.12 million for materials supplied in the United States based on Tajikistan's cost of living. The following is a letter of appreciation, originally in Russian, from Principal Goldana Mamadakimova of the orphanage in Korog, Tajikistan.
Великому мастеру Qinghai. От имени педагогического коллектива и воспитанников интерната при школе номер 12 города Хорога, Республики Таджикистан, выражаем вам свою глубокую благодарность за оказание материальной помощи, которая использована на улучшение быта детей, на покупку мебели и частичный ремонт общежития, где проживают дети-сироты из малоимущих семей. Нет слов, чтобы выразить ту радость, то счастье, что на свете такие великие и доброжелательные люди, как вы. Вы поистине Божий дар. От всего сердца поздравляем вас и ваших близких с Новым годом. Желаем вам крепкого, как горы Памира, здоровья, простого человеческого счастья, всегда голубого неба над головой. Ваше милосердие не знает границ, и пусть всегда сопутствует вам наш единый Бог. С большим уважением, директор школы Гулдана.
We too are touched and very grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's boundless love and care for these most in need children in Tajikistan. With such sustaining support, they are sure to realize their fullest potential. May we ever strive to protect fellow humans and our planet, to help also ensure a safe and happy future for all the world's children.
Cyclone impacts coastal Bangladesh. With initial winds of up to 90 kilometers per hour, Cyclone Bijli hit the southeastern coast of Bangladesh on Friday, claiming the lives of at least three people and leveling about 200 houses. Trees were also uprooted and crops destroyed. Of the thousands of people who were initially evacuated to shelters, most were able to return home the following day as the storm weakened to a tropical depression. Overseeing the emergency response along the southeastern coast, Chittagong District Administrative Chief Farid Uddin Ahmed said rescue workers were still trying to reach remote areas, but that the storm's effect had been thankfully diminished due to advance notification and low tide conditions, which minimized surges. On April 19th, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $12,000 for the victims with love. She said that it would be better if our association's relief team could go, suggesting that if this were not possible, the donation could be given to the Chittagong District Administrative Chief. This donation could purchase an equivalent of $376,000 in supplies in the United States based on the cost of living in Bangladesh. Our grateful appreciation, Chief Ahmed, and all other officials and rescue workers for your immediate intervention to help those affected. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her concerned assistance offered to the cyclone afflicted in this case. We pray for the protection of the Bangladeshi people and that calamitous events such as these diminish even further through our concerted efforts to be kinder to one another and the ecosphere.
Ao Lạc, or Vietnam, deluged by storms and flooding. In the most recent natural disasters to sweep through the nation, traffic was thrown into havoc as the capital city experienced floods, flowing heavy downpours and surges of tidal waves. High-speed winds in the northern province of Thái Nguyên cost one person's life and blew off the roofs of 100 buildings, as well as devastating regional crops. In northwestern Sơn La province, three people lost their lives and 12 suffered injuries, as over 700 homes and 23 schoolrooms were damaged.
Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our association's relief team on April 19th to please go and help, pledging a donation of $20,000 and sending lots of love and sympathy. This amount could be used to purchase an equivalent of $336,000 in emergency materials if bought in the United States, based on the cost of living in Ao Lạc. We are most thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose timely and unconditional aid surely will benefit many families.
Our sincere condolences to those who have lost loved ones and pray for the safety of the affected Ao Lạc Seas or Vietnamese people, along with a smooth recovery of their comforting daily lives. May such weather extremities as these be eased as we strive for an ever more harmonious coexistence with all beings. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Pakistan Donors Conference brings countries support. At the recent International Donors Conference sponsored by Japan and the World Bank, representatives from 31 nations and 18 international organizations pledged over $5 billion in assistance to Pakistan. Funds representing a combination of donations and loans will go towards boosting Pakistan's economy and promoting peace and stability. The United States promised $1 billion to help construct schools, roads, and hospitals. Japan also contributed $1 billion along with $700 million from Saudi Arabia, $330 million from Iran, $300 million from the United Arab Emirates, and $100 million from Turkey. Our heartfelt thanks and heaven bless United States, Japan, Saudi Arabia, Iran, United Arab Emirates, Turkey, and all other generous benefactors for your caring commitments to the betterment of life and peace for Pakistani brethren. Let us all help one another in the spirit of cooperative giving for the promotion of harmonious peace across the globe.
Passengers rescued from sinking ship. The German merchant vessel MS Dorian rushed to the aid of the sinking passenger ship Ile Dong Zhuang off the Tanzanian coast after receiving an SOS call on Thursday evening. As other ships in the area were concerned that this request was coming from an unfamiliar vessel, the German ship was the first to respond. Thanks to her timely arrival, 75 passengers on board, including 4 children, as well as a crew of 28, were safely rescued. A big hero salute, German sailors, for your kind and swift life-saving actions. May heaven bless you and all marine travelers with safe voyages in waters around the world.
U.S. President Obama visits Mexico. In his first state visit to the country, U.S. President Barack Obama met with President Felipe Calderon, where the U.S. president pledged efforts toward resuming a ban on automatic weapons entry, as well as assisting with controls for illegal drug trade. The two leaders also discussed immigration reform and mutual development of sustainable energy, later issuing a joint statement saying that their terms in office together will herald a new period of cooperation in all areas. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, for your cordial meeting and progress in cooperative endeavors. May your country's amicable relations continue to flourish, bringing a new level of goodness and peace to both the Mexican and American people.
Save our planet. U.S. EPA concludes greenhouse gas emissions dangerous to human health. The Obama Presidential Administration has officially accepted a finding from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, that greenhouse gases such as CO2, methane, and nitrous oxide represent an endangerment to public health. This finding will allow the EPA to list these gases as pollutants under the Clean Air Act.
With cited hazards ranging from increased risk of droughts and floods to agriculture, water supply, and wildlife harm, EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson stated, "This finding confirms that greenhouse gas pollution is a serious problem now and for future generations. One of the gases that could be regulated through the finding is the highly potent methane, whose number one source in both the United States and the world is livestock raised for meat production. We respectfully applaud your decision, President Obama and U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. May your noble leadership help to ensure a first and foremost protection of people's precious health and that of our planet."
Long before there was such open discussion about the health impact of greenhouse gases, Supreme Master Qinghai has often shared her insight about their harmful nature. Here is one such occasion during an international seminar with our association members in Austria in February 2008.
So far, that the people who live in the city and who live in the faraway area, they think nothing happened to them, but it's happening. It just happened more to the people who near the gas. The gas fuming from the ocean and from the land that's been defrosting is fuming everywhere. It's just that at the moment it's not so intense. And then you probably have a headache when you pass by some place, you don't know why suddenly the headache comes. You don't know suddenly your heart hurt, burned. You don't know why today your liver is no good, and then you take medicine and you forget about it. But it'd be more and more intense if we don't do something.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption: cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating: infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease: over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer: over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes: 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity: worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental: use up to 70% of clean water, pollute most of the water bodies, deforest the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption: bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease: hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen: lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.supremastertv.com/harms-benefit-flyer.
save our planet. As rivers run dry, cities to face significant water deficits. Speaking before European Union and global decision makers at the Institute for International and European Affairs in Dublin, Ireland, Mr. Dominic Walray, Senior Director of Environmental Initiatives with the World Economic Forum, noted that more than 70 of the world's major rivers are close to empty, including the Colorado River in the U.S., the Ganges in India, the Nile in Africa, the Yellow River in China, and the Murray Darling in Australia. Director Warre cited urban regions such as San Francisco, California, as well as Melbourne, Australia, and Barcelona, Spain, that have already shown vulnerability to chronic water shortages. He went on to say that coping with water shortages may become as challenging as dealing with carbon emissions, and recommended that governments seek water-neutral as well as carbon-neutral energy sources. Director Warre, we appreciate your candid insights about the true plight of the world's water supplies. May such a clear global picture help governments to move quickly in speeding the adoption of the water-saving plant-based diet to most effectively conserve this vital resource.
Save our planet. Study shows coral imperiled by climate change. Scientists at Spain's Higher Council of Scientific Investigation, or CSIC, recently published a study on the fan-shaped coral known as Gorgonia. The study demonstrated that lengthening warm periods in the Mediterranean have resulted in the disappearance of up to 50% of the coral in some areas. The scientists warned that the perishing Gorgonia likely means a similar fate for other species. Besides offering natural protection and habitat for marine life, corals also help diminish turbulence in the water in a way that is beneficial to sponges and mollusks. Study co-author Dr. Marta Ribes explained, "We call corals the engineers of the ecosystem. Without them, other invertebrates won't be able to eat either. It's a chain reaction." Many thanks, Dr. Ribes and colleagues at the Higher Council of Scientific Investigation, for your careful observation of the Gorgonia coral. With the grace of the Providence, let us step together in carrying wise measures to stem climate change.
Save our planet. Singaporean scientists at the Institute of Bioengineering and Nanotechnology discover a method for converting the greenhouse gas carbon dioxide into the biofuel ethanol.
Save our planet. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa of Los Angeles, California, USA, announces a partnership with three California universities to develop various eco-technologies with a goal of becoming the cleanest and greenest energy city in the United States.
Save our planet. Students, parents, professors, and other environmental advocates gather in the Ambawadi region of India's Maharashtra state to show support for preserving the forest from felling due to proposed construction.
Following a delicious plant-based diet. Tutu and I are two of the stars in Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling book, The Birds of My Life. We're here with the tip of the day. For safe driving, it's a good idea to always remember the 3-second rule. That's for sure, Mimi. It means to keep a 3-second cushion between you and the vehicle in front of you. Then, if the car ahead needs to make a sudden stop, you have time to apply your brakes. It's a good reference for whether you are on the freeway or driving in city streets. Thank you for your attention and thanks for being veg, going green and saving the planet. Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
and the Supreme Master Chinghai International Association News from Mongolia. Our association members from Mongolia previously hosted an international global warming conference in Ulaanbaatar entitled Global Warming SOS International Conference on Urgent Problems of Climate Change. As the honored guest via video conference, Supreme Master Chinghai earnestly called everyone to adopt the planet-saving vegan diet as the quickest and best solution to climate change. After the conference, Supreme Master Chinghai was invited for a grand concert, Save Our World, featuring spectacular music, singing, dancing, and acrobatics. Some of the amazing performances were dedicated in her honor. Supreme Master Chinghai warmly expressed her praise and delight at the magnificent display of Mongolian traditions. Recently, at the Music and Dance College located in Ulaanbaatar, 340 artists and organizers of this wonderful Mongolian conference received gifts from Supreme Master Chinghai, which included, for each person, $500, the book I Have Come to Take You Home, One World CD, and Noble Wilds DVD. They were also given a framed thank you letter from Supreme Master Chinghai. The talented recipients conveyed their gratitude, overwhelming joy, and deep respect for Supreme Master Chinghai's humanitarian works and noble mission of saving our precious planet.
Ийм гэгээн үйлсэд энэ багшийн маань одоо явуулсан үйл ажиллагаа бол үнэхээр бид бүхний сэтгэл одоо мартагдчихгүй хоногшин үлдэх ийм үйл ажиллагаа болсон билээ.
Чинхай багшин би хамт олноо төлөөлж танд баярласнаа илэрхийлж байна.
За баярлалаа. Манай телевиз бас энэ олон улсын үйл ажиллагааг улс орондоо төдийгүй бас дэлхийн нийтэд шууд дамжуулсантай баяртай байгаа.
Buddha in heaven bless Mongolia and all good-hearted artists and citizens participating in the fabulous Save Our World concert. We look forward to seeing more of your marvelous creativity and culture.
In community news, the Feast of Fables in Ireland offers a delectable vegetarian meal accompanied by theater. An innovative project in Thomastown serves organic plant-based food made from locally grown produce to guests while they are listening to audio theater. The six courses are served during the six acts of the play. In addition, part of the fun is a bread machine made from recycled bicycle parts that produces dinner rolls. The program, which has been sold out, is put on by artists who belong to a Kilkenny-based group called The Makery. Through this performance, they wish to promote a sense of community in the area. Reservations are made in advance with a vegetarian menu given as the ticket. Kudos all those involved in this fantastic artistic program. May organic vegan fare become part of many celebratory and joyous occasions. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring the West Africa Network for Peace Building, which supports women to be strong advocates of harmonious communities. We'll let the cat out and come right back. More munificent news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, inspiring news for a prosperous world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring the West Africa Network for Peace Building, an organization working across a number of nations to promote cooperation between civil society organizations.
For decades, Supreme Master Chinghai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The West Africa Network for Peacebuilding, or WENNEP, is promoting lasting harmony, tolerance, and reconciliation. Founded in 1990, WENNEP works across the countries that belong to the economic community of West African states, including Liberia, Guinea, Togo, the Ivory Coast, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, Niger, and Mali. The organization promotes cooperation between civil society groups that are working for peace.
WENNEP's capacity building program works to enhance the capabilities of peacemaking practitioners and associations. A youth and peace education project shares information and promotes social responsibility among young people. Recognizing the important role of women in helping to build a harmonious world, WENNEP focuses on including women in its initiatives. Its Women in Peacebuilding, or WIPNET project, encourages women to work together at a grassroots level to create lasting security in the region. In 2005, WIPNET launched its Rural Women's Peace Initiative. The project empowers women, particularly in disadvantaged areas, to become active participants in bringing about a safe society.
Another program that WENNEP supports is the Justice Lens, which seeks to join human rights advocates and promoters of peace. It believes the two groups are intrinsically connected and their members can work earnestly and productively together. Our sincere thanks and God bless all those involved in West Africa Network for Peacebuilding for helping to transform the region into secure, just, and harmonious communities. May the time very soon come when all beings thrive in the spirit of love and goodness.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, The Phone Call.
The phone rang and the wife picked up the phone. On the other end, there was a voice saying, are you number 574-200? So the wife said, no, it is 5,306,000. So at the other end, a voice became angry and said, then why did you answer my call?
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Thank you for your great work, Stubos from Adelaide, Australia.
Kind Stubos, if through our programs people gain the information they need to turn a compassionate vegan diet to save our planet, we are very grateful to heaven and everyone. What a paradise on earth we shall see then. Peace and love to you and all the eco-conscious Australian people.
Do you have a heartline today? It's been a pleasure to share these news stories with you. As always, we would love to hear about the constructive events that are happening in your area of the world. So please send them to us along with any comments to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May your days be illuminated with wisdom and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Lebanese former inmate women are being employed by designer Sarah Baydoun to help create handbags made popular by celebrities like French actress Catherine Deneuve and Her Majesty Queen Rania of Jordan.
Vegan U.S. National Basketball Association or NBA player Salim Stoudemire, who credits his increased endurance and fitness to a plant-based lifestyle, signs a multi-year contract with NBA team Milwaukee Bucks.
Princess Hissar al-Sha'alam, wife of King Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz of Saudi Arabia and patron of Arab Orphans Day, honors female orphans for overcoming difficulties with their significant accomplishments in life.
Venezuela provides financial assistance to Colombian and other asylum seekers living in border areas to encourage their self-sufficiency and ease the integration into their new homes.
For her book, Shiroi Kami, or White Paper, written in Japanese, Iranian writer Shirin Nizamafi is honored with the prestigious Bunga Kukai Shinjin Show Award for first-time novelist in Japan.
Data from various U.S.-based organizations finds that people born between 1982 and 2000, also known as the millennial generation, are among the most community-conscious and willing to help others in need.
Dubai resident Lilian Dinkorage encourages Bedouin women in Oman to teach the art of weaving traditional baskets and handicrafts to their children for continuation of the beautiful tradition.
UK scientists find that asthma protection is boosted significantly from recommended daily amounts of vitamins A and C, both found in vegetables and fruits.
At the launch of the Summit of the Americas meeting in Trinidad and Tobago, U.S. President Obama and Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez immediately smoothed relations with their exchange of warm handshakes in greeting.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.